But in the meantime, we're going to preview that meeting at the Sunshine Coast a little bit later this afternoon, and Howard Walter joins us on the program to do just that. Good morning, Howard.
G'day, Matt. The Sunshine Coast, the Heavy Nine. They've got to change the name of this track, I think.
I was going to say, it couldn't be too sunny there if they're playing on a Heavy Nine this afternoon.
No, well, it's like, I don't know if you're watching the races Friday evening, but the last was run in heavy rain, so I'm not surprised the track is in this shape. And the amount of scratching suggests that they've rung the club and there mustn't be much chance of an upgrade because plenty of horses have bailed out.
So are they racing at the Sunny Coast too often?
Look, I don't think so. It's an interesting thing, the Queensland tracks. Like, obviously, they race at the Gold Coast pretty much once a week, and Toowoomba probably, you know, say 11 months of the year. Mm. Sunshine Coast, I think the track can cope because they can move the rail so much. All it can suffer at times is the size of the fields. But this week, with the Magic Millions, you know, the two Saturdays at the Gold Coast, they got good fields on Friday night, and they were going to have good field sizes today. But to get exactly to your point, the track copes with it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, at least we've got racing there at this stage anyway this afternoon after some pretty testing times over the last 24, 48 hours. So things look like they're on the improve there in Queensland, which is a good result. Like you said, they're playing on the Heavy Nine there at the Sunny Coast. The rail is out 4 metres the entire way. The first race of the day will get underway at 2:10. The first leg of the quaddy is race number 4, and that's going to get underway at 4 o'clock our time this afternoon. You can take out numbers 6 and 7. The favourite is the 4, Maxi Mac, at $3. The 3, Hail Manhattan, is at $3.60, and the 1, the Irons, is at $3.90. How do you open up the quaddy, Howard?
So, Matt, this isn't a hard race to win, and the horse Maxi Mac, the favourite from the Mornington stable of Matt Laurie, certainly... She brings good form for a race like this. She was resumed at Eagle Farm back on Boxing Day, was only beaten 2.5 lengths, finishing 4th. Now, when you go through this field, they're just good, honest local horses, but there's no rising stars amongst them. Maxi Mac being one of the lighter raced horses. The Victorian form on soft ground is good. Only prior time she saw a heavy track was at Sandown, only beaten 2 lengths. So when I read through all those results, you know, Flemington, Sandown, soft form, Sandown, heavy form, it reads well for this. The speed elsewhere, I'd imagine, will be a quiet ride from Mark Duplessis, which will suit the track. So I'm going with the 4, Maxi Mac, ahead of numbers 2 and 3. Coastal Boy is a wet tracker. He's been disappointing lately, but he gets through the ground. He hasn't been getting beaten a long way. He's just not showing that real will to win. But he'll get through the ground fine. And number 3, Hail Manhattan, the other horse that'll be up on the pace, drops back from Saturday grade at Eagle Farm for this. So they look the main dangers. Best of the rest, number 1. But I just keep coming back to number 4, Maxi Mac. 4-2-3-1.
4-2-3-1. So we're backing Matty Laurie there in the first leg of the quaddy at the Sunshine Coast this afternoon. The second leg of the quaddy is race number 5. It's a 1,400-metre race. Scratchings are numbers 4, 5, 7, 13 and 15. Once again, Matt Laurie has the favourite here. The 8, Deal Blaster, at $2. The 3, Triangulum, at $5. And the 6, 2 Viennese, at $6. Do we back Matt Laurie once again here, Howard?
Yeah, of these two horses, this is probably the better, I'd suggest the better chance. Obviously, it's a shorter price as well. So, but this is a very ordinary field on exposed form. Deal Blaster, first start was at Moonee Valley back in July on a Heavy Nine track. Ben Mellon was aboard. Finished 6th of 8 in a blanket finish. Only beaten a little over 1 length. And then resumed at Doomben midweek race. Finished 4th, beaten 5 lengths, but the winner's got some very good form lines, and I dare say would have won this race by more than 5 lengths if it was going around. So it looks hard to beat number 8, Deal Blaster, with the benefit of that run. And being drawn out wide, there's only a field of 11. It's probably gives Jake Bayliss more options than being stuck on the fence if that is the worst place to be. Look, the value in the race might be number 9, Diamond Beans. First up 6th at Bow Desert. Not much went right. Missed the start 3 lengths. Well, that's his fault. Wound up a long way off the pace, too far back to be winning around Bow Desert. Raced a bit tight over the latter stages and finished within 3 lengths of the winner. So, considering how much went wrong, his effort wasn't too bad. Can improve, so he could be the value in the race, number 9, Diamond Beans. Outside of those, Brian Guy's got a first starter, number 6, 2 Viennese. Has had 2 trials, finished 5 lengths away in both. One was on a good track, one was just soft 5. So who knows with the heavy, but I like the fact they got Michael Rod aboard. He's been successful with this stable in recent times. And number three, Triangle and Robert Heathcote's horse, finished sixth on debut at Doomben. That's what I would call an even effort. You know, was never really going to win, was never really dropping off. So open to improvement, unknown in the ground. So, yeah, it looks the right race for eight, Deal Blaster. 8, 9, 6 and 3.
8, 9, 6 and 3. Could be a good day there for Matt Laurie at the Sunshine Coast this afternoon. Race number 6 is over the 1,200 metres. Takeout numbers 7 and 13. The favourite is the 4, IM30 at $3.20. The 2, Tick Tock Boom, is at $4.40. And the 14, Maestoso, is at $5.50. I hope I got that one right, Howard.
Close enough for me, Maestoso perhaps, but yeah, whatever. Again, unfortunately, I'm tipping you the favourite, but in this one, it's on the score of ability, but who knows with the heavy. Now, talking about number 4, IM30, it was terrific debut. It won by a bit over length from a horse called Reality, and they absolutely gapped the rest. I was very keen that IM30 at its next start would win again. That was at Doomben. It was an each of two race, it and Boom Nova. Anyway, IM30 missed the start, totally mucked up any hope it had. So instead of being settling in the first three, it was last. Boom Nova got an easy time of it up front and won the race. But IM30 found the line. He was only beaten five lengths. Boom Nova flanked that form, winning the first race at the Gold Coast yesterday. So he's a very promising three-year-old. Again, this is a Brian and Daniel guy stable, Michael Rod aboard. But hasn't seen a wet track, so who knows? The fact that they want to run, you'd take that as a tip that they're confident he'll get through, because otherwise I think they would have bailed out. But, you know, unknown. Otherwise, 14, Maestoso, locally trained by Natalie McCall, good debut win, and then on a soft track here again at the Sunshine Coast, ran on strongly late for third. So she's the locally trained filly, with, you know, open to further improvement. 15 violation, Tony Golan's filly. She won okay at Ipswich first up, basically sat third and ran them down. Again, open to further improvement. Has seen a soft track. Got beaten four lengths running third, but that was on debut. She's probably come back a better horse. And aside from then, number 2, Tick Tock Boom, David Van Dyke's colt. Now, he resumed in a listed race at Doomben back on the 19th of December, so he was out of his class, but only beaten nine lengths by Isotope, and there's been winners out of that race when they've dropped back to the provincials or the country at the next start, whatever you like to call it. Did run second in the Ken Russell second up back in May. So the query is a heavy track. He has one on the soft five, but you can't ignore his credentials for a race like this. 4, 14, 15 and 2.
4, 14, 15 and 2 for Howard in race number 6 at the Sunshine Coast. The last race on the card there today is over the 1,600 metres. It'll jump at 10 minutes to 6 Eastern time. The favourite for Robbie Heathcote is the 6, Mashiki, at $2.25. The 4, Mystery Trick, is at $3.80. And the 7, Cosmic Gossip, is at $5. Scratchings here. Hope you've got your pen out. It's numbers 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 9, 10, 11, 15 and 16, Howard. A lot have come out here.
Yes, Matt, and it's a tricky race. But Speedmap says number 4, Mystery Trick, will be hard to beat. With all those scratchings, he now pretty much gets his own way up front. The query about him will be running a strong 1,600, but if it is a walk, then obviously it's not a true staying test anyway. Second up winner on the soft five here over 1,400. He had the good run and he got over the top of Brabham. Brabham came out the other day and won well, so that form's already franked. So 4, Mystery Trick, from a map point of view, is my tip. Number 6, Mashiki. Well, I blackbooked him last start at Doomben. He got well back in a leader-dominated race. It was a sprint home. He came from last to finish fifth, beaten 3.5 lengths. He's very handy on his day. He's always in the betting. Hasn't won out of turn, though. He's only won one from 18. Placed 2 of 3 in the soft. But he'll be the horse getting out wide and running on, and should be hard to beat in this sort of company. Otherwise, number 7, Cosmic Gossip, the local filly, hard and fit, placed 3rd in the small field at Eagle Farm back in the middle of December. So that's, you know, a bit over 3 weeks since she last ran, but locally trained, has a chance. And the blowout in the race is probably 14, Mufasta, purely because if the track remains heavy, one start on a heavy track, was winning. Recently, form looks pretty average, but it's just if that track remains genuine heavy, Nefasta's the one horse you know will get through the ground. 4, 6, 7, and 14.
4, 6, 7, and 14 to bring us home at the Sunshine Coast. Howard, what is your best value, your quaddy and your play of the day?
Look, I'm going to make the best, race 4, number 4, Maxi Mac, one of Matt Lorry's horses, purely because it's a better price than his the stable mate in race 5. So I'll make the best race 4, number 4, Maxi Mac. Thought the best value could be back in race 2, and that is a horse called Frustrated, number 5. It's a plate race. It's under the plate conditions, Bitten Ready Bay, but the two best weighted horse. The favourite's $1.45, first up for 9 months, no trial. Frustrated's got the benefit of recent racing, and I thought, had a good chance. So I'll make the best value race 2, number 5, which is showing around about $4.40. The quaddy, 2, 3, 4, into 8 and 9, into 2, 4, 14 and 15, into 4, 6, 7 and 14. And tricky day for a play of the day. I'm actually just going to make it a treble. And Tab's introduced these trebles, of course, and that's today on races 5, 6 and 7. So I'll just repeat some of those numbers in the treble. 8 and 9 into 2, 4, 14 and 15 into 4, 6, 7 and 14.
Howard, good luck at the not-so-sunny Sunshine Coast today.
Correct. The track formerly known as the Sunshine Coast.
Yes, good luck.
Good on you, mate.